Hey there, welcome back. I'm your host, and today we're diving into some fascinating AI photo editing tips that can help transform your images in seconds. Imagine turning a two-hour editing session into just 2 minutes. Sounds incredible, right? Well, by 2025, it's becoming clear that AI is stepping up as a reliable creative collaborator, not just a trendy gadget. Now let's start with the big picture. AI editing tools saw a whopping 441% growth in 2024. And that's not just a number, it means that around 34 million AI-generated images are popping up every single day across different platforms. This shift is changing how we plan our content and how often we publish. Plus, it's boosting our confidence to put our work out there. But there's more to it. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the choices in photo editing? It's a common hurdle. So, to cut through the noise, let's talk about a straightforward workflow. First, kick things off with an auto-enhance feature to fix exposure and color issues. Next, tidy up your subject by removing any distracting elements. After that, play around with background removal to create a more striking foreground, and wrap things up with some style adjustments to give your image that final polish. Now here's why workflows in 2025 look different. You can do all of this right on your phone without losing quality. AI tools have become incredibly adept at understanding the nuances of details like skin tones and fabric patterns. For example, some platforms are producing over 5 million images every week, showcasing how quickly these systems adapt. It's easier to achieve natural-looking enhancements without those odd artifacts we used to see. So which types of images benefit the most from these? AI photo editing tips? Well, portraits, product shots, and social media graphics really shine with these tools. However, if you're dealing with complex scenes like motion blur or translucent glass, you might need a quick manual touch-up. When you run into a tricky edge, using masks and layers can help you refine just what needs attention. Now, let's talk about building a fast workflow. You want to create a routine that takes only 3 to 5 minutes. Start by setting up presets for lighting and color that match your brand's vibe. Then, focus on your main subject, refine its edges, run an auto enhance, and adjust the size for the platform you're using. It's all about efficiency. If you're just getting started, my advice is to pick one app that resonates with you. Take a few sample photos, run them through the same steps, and jot down what works. Maybe you find that one filter handles highlights beautifully, while another doesn't. Stick with that setup for a month and you'll find your confidence growing. Over time, it'll feel like second nature. And here's a pro tip. Create two presets, one for soft, natural looks for people, and another punchy version for products. It makes a world of difference. But there are a few things to watch out for. Sometimes AI can crank up the saturation a bit too much, making images pop, but not necessarily feel authentic. Try to dial it back to around 60 to 80% for a more natural look. Also, keep an eye on how your exports handle compression. Export at a higher resolution and let the platform downscale it for better quality. Now let's dig into smart enhancements like auto enhance, background removal, and style transfer. I'm a big fan of starting with auto enhance. It can fix up to 80% of the common issues right off the bat. Just be careful, as sometimes the result can look too algorithmic. If your tool allows it, use local adjustments to fine-tune areas like skin tones while keeping other parts neutral. And when it comes to background removal, having a collection of clean, brand-friendly backdrops is essential. Think gradients for portraits or soft textures for products.